Laurel, Gary, and Mark.
We are the pride of Brisbane Town. We wear the royal blue and gold. We will always fight for victory, like Fitzroy and Bez of old.
I'm going to admit, I did something on the weekend. I'm not proud, are they? I didn't think I would ever do it.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, should God. You be saying it?
Uh-oh. I supported Collingwood.
Oh, you...
Yeah, right. Well,
come
I
on.
I
What's
to.
Wrong with you? Go get your head red.
Because Sick. We needed Collingwood to beat Adelaide so the Brisbane Lions could make their second AFLW Grand Final.
Huh?
I went, go, you mighty magpies, and now the Lions are in.
Yay! Yay!
And we've got Caitlin Ashmore with us. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning, how are you?
Forgive me for what I did, but I just had to.
No, I'm in the same boat. I did as well. I've never supported Collingwood. I've actually never liked Collingwood either, but, again, I definitely supported them on the day.
How fantastic. You guys are going great guns.
Amazing. Like, it's so hard to make one AFL Women Grand Final and to make two in a row. No, we're just stoked.
Last year, the Lions went into the Grand Final at home, the favourites. Are you the favourites for this one?
Nah, the Doggies will go in as favourites. That's probably how we like it. We usually go in as the underdog. A little less pressure, a lot of pressure on the Bulldogs.
Now, you're playing in Melbourne. How do you find the Melbourne crowds?
No, they're actually really good. Obviously, it's an AFL state down there, so they get a lot of fans, so that I'm sure the Doggies will come in safe. But now we've still got a lot of support down there from the Fitzroy fans, so, yeah, hopefully it'll be a big crowd and a good day.
You're a former javelin champion. How in the world do you go from throwing a javelin to throwing a football?
I've done athletics ever since I was under 9. I joined footy at school and I just love that team environment. It's just so fun and everyone has the same goals and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, you form bonds with the girls that you don't form with anyone else in any other sport, really. So, yeah, I couldn't say no.
And the Bulldogs look like they might be without their captain. That's got to help you.
She's a very big part of their team. Obviously, leadership on and off the field and she knows where the goals are, but I think they're pretty exciting with and without her.
Of course, the Lions ladies lost last year's grand final. What are you going to be doing differently this year?
We've got a completely different side, actually. We've got 30 new girls come into it. I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves last year and I think we had a really bad start. And then the rest of the game, we're kind of catching up. So we'll just go with routine. We had a really great game on Friday night. We won by 40 points and started really well. So we kicked 6 goals in the first quarter. So hopefully we can drive whatever we did on Friday night into the game this weekend.
That has been one thing they've been talking about with the Women's League is the low scores. But 6 goals is fantastic in the first quarter. What have you guys done to try to up the amount of goals?
To be honest, Craig said on Friday night, like, just go out and have fun. Just, you know, it was a do-or-die sort of game for us. And, yeah, we just played like we normally play footy and we let go of all the stress that we have over the games. And, yeah, the goals just come. And we actually couldn't pay to kick a point at one stage in the first quarter. And it was really fun. I think, obviously, having the 2 pre-seasons now under our belt, everyone's skills are going to get better and the goals will come.
Good for you. And the fans are definitely coming. Caitlin, good luck to you and the whole team for this weekend.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Laurel, Gary, and Mark.